No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Swarmcast Podcast.
So we're here at the Swarmcast Podcast, at the booth for the Swarmcast Podcast here at Scarab 2019. And I have some folks here who want to talk about a game they've played. We have Just Murphy. Joe.
Yes.
And Kirsten. Yeah. And I understand that you guys want to talk about Hex.
Okay. So we just got through playing this, and for some of us in this seating, it was painful and not enjoyable.
It wasn't that bad.
They described it as very much a flux type thing.
I could see that.
Because have you played it?
I've played it.
So there is some of the cards that are like, do this, split it,
Right.
And then die, unless you raise your hand. Yeah.
So there's some whimsy of Munchkin involved. There's some cards that can be a little whimsy.
Where you drop your hands, then raise your hands.
And then they're basically described as whatever you think your intended result that you're attempting to do will not be the outcome of the card. So it's very... It plays like Flux in that regard.
Right,
so my way of comparing games a lot of times is to pick some popular ones and compare it to it.
So it's very similar
to Flux.
The game is you have everybody has a hand of five. It starts with one person, and it tells you how to set the starting user. He has a hex. Passes it across the table. It's like your spell casting.
Right.
You have to respond. Some of those responses are directly deflect to somebody else. There's responses that are split it and do all these other goofy things, and you keep going until it lands, and that's where somebody can't deflect it anymore or another action takes place.
Right.
Generally, that's the game and the stuff you're doing. There's a little bit more detail, but that's the general game. It's bouncing around the hexes.
It's bouncing the hex around,
And then there's cards that even once the hex gets to you, maybe it doesn't hurt you after all. Or so even if once it lands on you, it's not necessarily going to harm you. You can still deflect it one last time. So it's very whimsical.
Gotcha. So what's some good stuff we can say about
the
this?
Good stuff. I enjoy the kind of whimsical.
Right.
I've said that before with you. but I do have some friends. Murphy's one of them. That's not his top of the list. What he likes in a game criteria is whimsy. But it was one thing I do like. The rules are written on the cards generally.
That's good.
So not a lot of iconography. There's some icons there, but you don't have to reference anything. All the rules are written right there on the cards. When you get the cards, that's the rule.
That's always a good thing.
As far as the negative to it, I mean, it's just not a strategic game. That'd be my negative to it. But it's got some good mechanics. It doesn't once you use a card, it goes away, and they've got some little tokens that let you represent a spell that's been powered up or that's split or something like that. So you don't have to try to keep this card with that token. You've got a token to take the place of the card. So you get rid of the cards.
So there is part of that whimsy that I know Murphy doesn't like, and it's not perfect, but you have that gang up possible with the Munchkin style of, on somebody else that just got cast, take away their ability to use some of these cards, and then the other person can spam them and do some really nasty stuff.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So it's that kind of stuff adds up. That could be the bad when it could be a pylon. Anytime you get to a pylon situation, and we had our first round, it split six times and ended up with one person.
Oh my gosh.
That's big in a game where the goal is to get to, I think at the end of five turns, it's 20
and
was the max, but already
times.
Down negative six.
Oh my God.
So that pylon would be a negative there.
Okay.
Just to go into the other.
Yeah, sure. Let's see.
It's pretty high quality. I mean, I like it.
Yeah, no problems. No problems
with
the quality.
It had two expansions in it, so that was a little confusing, but I could see. Somebody else had played it, didn't separate it completely, so we did have some time separating it, but otherwise we were able to resolve it. We could just say, hey, pull the next one.
Gotcha.
But it was nice, high-quality cards, or easy cards to read.
There's at least two expansions already for the game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Usually a mark of fairly decent game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was it seemed balanced for what it is.
Okay. Well, cool. In that case, unless you guys have something else you want to say.
I think we're good.
Thanks for talking with me about Hex.
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.